Okay, okay. We are here.
60.
We are here.
60.
Episode 60.
Episode 60, World of Controversy Podcast.
Season finale.
Absolutely.
Season
finale.
Yes. This is the World of Controversy Podcast, a podcast that gives you all forms of controversy. This is your boy, J-Rob.
And Germ Griffin. How you doing, people?
And Germ Griffin. I thought you was going to say Germ Twix.
Well, you can follow me at Germ Twix on Twitter, and you can also follow me on Instagram, germ.griffin. Julian.
Follow me on Instagram, jwizzle_.
You know, I'm just excited because, you know, when we started this thing, we ain't really know. 60 episodes. 60 episodes. I mean, like, and usually sometimes we got a guest on for the finale. People be like, oh, congratulations. You guys got through 5 seasons and stuff. 4 seasons, 3 seasons. We ain't got no one today. So I wanted to congratulate us, ourselves, you know.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, it went from a thought process to I contact him and we got it all together.
Yeah, it's funny how manifestation works and how things work. You know, we weren't content creators really at all before 2020, really.
No, we wasn't.
We didn't release too much of anything. As a lot of people know, I had a slight, small music production career beforehand. But me and Julian, really from the activism scene, organizing scene in Philly, and we just got to this podcast. And, you know, I'm glad it took a lot of prayer. It took a lot of effort. It's an independent black owned Christian owned podcast. We're finally getting sponsors. Shout out to Papa Box Shop.
Yes.
We got in the studio. Shout out to Rec Philly. I know I got enough criticism for them, but shout out to Rec Philly.
Shout out
to the city we're from, our fans, our friends, the people that have been rocking with us since episode 1 and 2. You know what I mean?
The shout out to the real supporters out there.
Yes, the real supporters.
I do not forget who have liked us.
Yes.
Who have shared videos.
Yep.
Who have watched and only just watched, just can't have a conversation about the topic.
And yes. Yes.
Talk to me.
Yes.
Like, I don't forget any one of y'all.
No.
And if y'all think I did, just know I have not.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's been times Rob had told me, yo, you see this person share, you see this person like and stuff. And I was like, what, man, you kidding me? And, you know, he's on top of the money when it comes to like some of the sharing and stuff. And I know, you know, me and him don't see eye to eye on everything, but we try to make sure this platform was a place for free speech. Mm-hmm. It was a place where people could get their ideas out. We brought many people that both of us disagreed with. Mm-hmm. But we were clear, this podcast was not going to be censored. This podcast was not going to be a place where we censor the people. We were going to distribute the knowledge, the truth, and the opinions of people we liked, didn't like, and even some truths that may have been uncomfortable. You know what I mean?
Oh, truth that's uncomfortable, truth that people don't want to hear, but they need to hear.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Because, you know, they say the truth will set you free.
Right. Yes.
And that's true. But you notice, a lot of people don't like the truth.
No, that's absolutely true.
That's a lot true. Of people don't like the truth. A lot of people like to be lied to.
Yes, yes, yes. Amazing, amazing. You know, it's funny as you talk about this. In the studio, we got a good friend of mine, Josh Smith, man. He's back in town, and me and him always debating and stuff. But that's what it's all about. It's all about the healthy debate and listening to other people's ideas and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's how I've been for years. You know, I'm all about hopping into the controversy and stuff and talking to people I disagree with and listening. At least listening to the other side of the story. You feel me?
Yeah.
So yeah, so I mean, you know, the 60 episodes, super important, and we do have a topic today. Don't think that, you know, oh, Germ and Julian, we done got soft. They talking about life. They talking about how it was getting the George Floyd episode out and the Black Lives Matter. No, no, no. We got an episode today. We got a good one. In fact, we got a banger for y'all today. We're gonna talk about online censorship, specifically when it comes to social media and super popular online platforms like YouTube, TikTok, and the rest of them. You know, I did some research, but I think in this episode we're gonna let some of our fans, some of our followers, know some of the struggles we've had personally with censorship, because a lot of people don't know how some of these videos and some of these audio productions that we have produced got to y'all, and how hard some of the time it was to release and distribute our own content. It was a struggle. It was by prayer. It was by really trying again and again and again. And we finally were able to get some stuff out, and other stuff, as you're going to hear in a second, was straight up ripped off the internet to, you know, yes, what I mean, at the end of the day. And this is content we've worked hard to release. So we know about censorship personally. But when you hear, you know, online censorship, Rob, what kind of comes to mind? What was your thoughts when you first started to think about doing this topic? What was your initial thoughts?
Man, let's be real. I'm ripping the bandit, y'all. Ripping the bandy off earlier. Not even on that summer. Well, we're talking about censorship. We're talking about how they try to stop us, right? They're trying to stop us from bringing this truth out. Man, we just touched this surface, man.
Yeah.
We just touched this surface. And you can tell me if I'm rambling too much.
No. I like where this is going.
We just touched this surface, and we didn't even go deep yet. We didn't even go deep yet. And they're ready to stop us. They're taking down videos. Oh, you know, you presenting truth if they're taking down your stuff.
Yeah. Like, is it even a good account if YouTube or Facebook hasn't taken down at least one video? I'm gonna be on. But yeah, so we'll talk about the specifics of the videos. You know, there are just different types of censorship. I wanted to go into that. So there's direct censorship and there's soft censorship.
Mm.
And me and Julian, you know, the podcast, we've gone through both, and other people have gone through both. Direct censorship is you know, and I did the research. It says direct censorship is withholding info, destroying info, altering or using selective information, and self-censorship. So direct censorship is literally taking the info, either altering it or destroying it, essentially. Super important to know, like, if you have some information and the government or a company takes it, it's not like they're being like, oh, we don't want people to see it. It's like they have to physically take your content off of the internet. You make a post and no one can see it anymore. It's nowhere on the website. That's what you would consider direct censorship. Soft censorship essentially is when, and this was in the case of books, there is some book censorship going around, and that's kind of a distraction too right now. But in this example that I wrote down from a website talking about soft censorship, essentially when books are purchased but are placed in restricted areas or are not used in library displays or book talks due to fear of challenges occurring. So again, soft censorship would be allowing the content to be on a platform, but not putting it on display due to the fear of challenges, or not putting it on display like other content in the same field would be soft censorship. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now, if they were to just rip it off, that's direct censorship. You've directly altered or destroyed my content.
Yep.
But if I were to make a tweet, and Elon Zuckerberg and the boys, you know who I'm talking about. the 13 families, you know who I'm talking about. If they were to be like...
too deep, bro. They're going to censor us now.
If they were to be like, hey, we don't really want people to see Germ's tweet, but we'll allow it on the platform. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they know how to manipulate the quote unquote algorithm.
Oh,
so,
for sure.
So that
the shadow ban.
The shadow ban. And I've told people I truly believe I've been under a shadow ban for years. I got a friend. She's definitely been under a shadow ban.
Man, this podcast is under a shadow ban.
Yeah, the podcast account. The podcast account.
Under a shadow ban. They don't think we know this.
Yeah, yeah, they definitely don't think we know it, but it's funny because soft censorship is like annoying. It's like direct censorship is so direct that you could be like, man, they really ain't want this out there, and we've had that too. Like, but the soft censorship is frustrating. We're like, yo, I'm releasing content, the content there, and I'm seeing no growth.
Yep.
It's like, yo, you're under soft censorship. This isn't just because your content, you're not in a big city like New York. No, you know, you're releasing consistently. And
on top of that, having people share your stuff.
And the viewership is low. Oh, yeah, yeah. This is soft censorship.
Yep.
And shadow banning obviously is one of the biggest ways to go about it. The manipulation of the algorithm obviously is another way they go about it, which essentially is shadow banning. Shadow banning is a form of that. But yeah, that's personally how I feel about it. You tell me what you think, Rob.
No. You were definitely hitting the point there. Look, with this shadow ban, right? How is it that you can have people, multiple people? Let's say we have four people share our video, right? And that's four different people, right?
Right.
With, let's say, over 300 people they have on their account.
Right.
I mean, it's getting exposed to a lot of people.
Yes.
So, it should be no way the viewership should not go up.
Right.
So, there's a certain ban. And with this ban, right, the shadow ban, because they know what this podcast can do.
Yeah.
So, yes. Yeah. Yes, I do think it's a shadow ban. I might be seeing too much right now, but
we're going to say what we can, because, again, the podcast is still live. It's still around. And
it's still around.
It's one of them type of things. We're not trying to go to the point where we're completely off any of these platforms, but we've already made the choice, as you guys can see. We had to start releasing on BitChute. We had to start releasing on Odyssey. Soon we might be on Rumble. You know what I mean? We had to do this. It wasn't like I could stick around on YouTube. I was telling Rob from the rip. I was like, this content, don't be mad if it never, never gets monetized, especially on YouTube. And I was never looking for the monetization of the content, because we already know kind of like how it goes. Like, there's good accounts not even talking conspiracy. There's good accounts not even talking trutherism. If you have a disagreement about the Jews.
Uh-oh. Ding, ding, ding.
If you have a disagreement about the quote unquote Jews, they're looking at you funny. So let alone with our account, we're talking about the distractions and George Floyd being fake and stuff. You know, we ain't really got time to be fooling around with jumping through hoops for YouTube.
Don't forget that COVID vaccine.
The COVID vaccine conspiracy, you know. So, you know, we don't have time to be jumping through hoops for bread. You know what I mean? For bread from YouTube, at least. You know, hey, we don't.
Don't worry. The bread will come.
Yeah.
I already know.
Yeah.
Now, let's go into this
Should we talk about our videos? Which one gets taken
down? Yeah, we can talk about the specifics.
Because let's go from the first video that got taken down off of Facebook. Episode, was it 18? I think, right? Yeah, episode 18.
I believe 19. If you're talking about conspiracies too.
No. Before that, it was Age. Off of Facebook. And it was episode 18. Age is just a number.
Age is just a number.
Shout out to our two people we had on here. Age is just a number. I put it on Facebook. They took it down. Media talking about soliciting.
So, yeah.
And there was nothing soliciting. There was nothing sexual in it. Nothing we talked about in there. I guess maybe because I hashtag it Sugar Mama and Sugar Daddy.
That's the only thing we can really assume. So we're going to talk about specific episodes. He's right. Episode 18 was like the first episode, you know, Facebook decided to take off. And you're right. Not a truther episode, nothing like that. We had Nicole mm-hmm. Ross. We had Portia. We hopped on and there were some words in the description, some hashtags that we assume may have caused the censorship.
And those hashtags not even like the bad. Like,
those hashtags weren't even that bad. I mean, we ain't talking about 9/11. We're not even talking about the, you know, I mean, we ain't even talking about the landlords. Okay. I'm not even throwing out my personal radical liberal agenda. We're talking about, is age just a number?
Mm-hmm.
Facebook, the Zuckerberg folk, they want to take our content down off of that platform.
Mm.
We're okay because it stayed up on some other platforms.
Yeah.
But we were getting, I was looking back at the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
This was back when our Facebook was actually getting
the highest
over 100 views on just about every video.
Almost every video. It was getting the highest views out of all our social media accounts.
Yes. And that episode was important. I was looking at, I believe, our Instagram, the promo. I believe it was like the promo to that episode on Instagram was one of our most watched videos on our IG, I believe, to date.
That promo?
I believe so. If you remember, that video on our IG is a promo and not a live.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
something happened with the live.
Yes.
I remember.
Yes.
We ain't gonna talk about how them lives be getting messed up.
Listen, let's continue on. So episode 18.
Episode 18 was the first one getting taken down.
A dating episode.
A dating episode. But not only that, episode 19.
Absolutely.
COVID conspiracy part 2. Oh, yeah, we had two of them. Part 2. I put it up on YouTube. And instantly, the day after, YouTube took it down.
Yes. Super important. If you watched our podcast, there's a few episodes you have to. It's almost recommended highly that you listen to or watch. And COVID vaccine conspiracies part 1 and part 2 definitely expose a lot. Part 2 gets taken down almost immediately. I believe this was 2021.
That 2021 is.
I believe. And so,
that got taken down instantly.
Instantly.
Then it was Instagram.
Yeah.
When we had, all we was talking about was giving to the poor.
Oh, by the way.
Giving to the poor.
Now, I want to be clear about that part 2, too. And when we say it was taken down, we're talking about YouTube.
Yes.
We're talking specifically about them YouTube's claim that we were spreading medical misinformation.
Oh.
And by the way, what made me the maddest at the time, and I think it still is now, but at the time, their requirement was based off of, I believe, the CDC and the WHO. If you said anything on YouTube against their recommendations, you were under medical misinformation. And we already know, like I've said, probably even on that podcast, if I remember,
Dr. Fauci
and Bill Gates. Bill Gates and Melinda Gates, Bill and Melinda sponsors WHO more than most countries do. More than all countries do.
Got the CBD, the CDC.
Right.
Actually, and Bill and Melinda Gates got the World Health Organization, WHO.
Yes.
Whatever you want to pronounce it.
Right. Right.
But, yeah. And we know with the funding they got from us.
Yes.
Is what they use to create this virus.
Yes.
I put it all out there.
Yes. Absolutely. No doubt about it. No doubt whatsoever. This virus was created by U.S. taxpayer dollars. And, you know, it's not that hard to put some of these pieces together.
It's not.
It's not.
This young didn't come out of nowhere, but.
It didn't. It did not. Anyway, let's continue.
We talk about giving to the poor.
Right.
Now, one of our most scripture-filled episodes.
Right. Right.
Praises to the Most High God.
Praise to the Most High.
Yahshua. Elohim. Yeah, I'm going to say all his names. But yeah, praises to the Most High God. Yeah, so we had the episode on giving to the poor, filled with a lot of scriptures.
Lots
from my partner right here, Jeremy. And Instagram took it down. What did it say? We used to verb start Spanish.
So, yeah, episode 36, should we give to every poor person, was taken off of Instagram. It was this was direct censorship for certain countries. If you're in America, you can still listen to this episode on Instagram. But it was banned from certain countries, a lot of them being right. Middle Eastern countries, due to the use of a copyright from a song about the Spanish word estar.
But we never used that word. That's the crazy thing. We never used that word.
Never. Never.
Never.
We never even made reference to the song, the artist.
We never used the word.
Never.
We never spoke no Spanish. So how are we getting banned in all these countries for that word?
No idea. We assume, and I'm going back to what we assumed after some of the censorship took place.
Man.
We assume that it was due to the heavy use of scripture. 36. Now, I know some
the devil
of y'all
is at work, man.
Now, hold up. The devil's at work. Now, I know some of y'all don't fool with the numerology.
Uh-oh.
36. Episode 36. No, wait a minute, Rob.
Uh-oh. Bring it.
Nigga, that sound like three sixes. 36.
Ooh. You might be on to something.
No, hold up, Rob. Am I
on to something?
Rob, am I wrong?
You not wrong. You on to something.
Yeah, no, hold up. What's 6 times 6?
6 times 6 is 36.
So that's 6 sixes. But anyway, all right. I'm not even going to go on that point. The point is that episode was banned in multiple countries, a lot of them being Middle Eastern countries. If you're in America, obviously you can still listen to that. And again, you know, just picking, you know, still alive on YouTube, still alive on Facebook and stuff, but you see how censorship kind of works?
Yeah.
They're picking and choosing which episodes they want to take off and which platforms it's allowed. And no doubt these are all the same people. You can make an argument for TikTok. I understand. Oh, it's a Chinese company. But as for IG and Facebook, we know it's the same company. YouTube is Google. We do release on BitChute. BitChute, again, that one you can make an argument is a little off from the others. Twitter, we've never really had too many problems with. Thank God.
That's because we don't release whole videos on Twitter.
We do not release full videos on Twitter. We release promos. So maybe it's something to that. Was there another episode you want to get off your chest?
Oh, brother. I'm hitting the most recent one. They just took off COVID Conspiracy Part 1 off of YouTube from medical misinformation. Now, how, when it been up there for about, what?
Three years? Yeah, December 2020. I'll never forget.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, 3 years. And yet, now you want to take it down? Because you want to say medical misinformation? You could have said that a while ago. Yeah, we exposed some stuff. And we didn't even go real deep. We're not even hitting the real tough stuff yet. We've been holding
too much. Listen, that episode, I know, is one of by far the most important episodes we've released. On BitChute, it's like actually our most viewed episode, that in part two. So when they took off part one, COVID conspiracies episode, I believe episode nine.
Yeah.
Episode nine, World of Controversy podcast, season one. Okay. We weren't even in the studio. We were in a park. I'm going in. My grandmom literally just died. My two aunts were in the hospital, if not just died. I lost like three family members, my grandma and my two aunts, within a 3 month period. And it was an emotional episode. And one important thing I got out of that episode was I was one of the first people I remember. Rob, tell me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. I was one of the first conspiracy theorists going around, running around, telling y'all when the vaccine come out, it will not be one vaccine. This is December 2020 while we were still in warp speed with Donald Trump. Before Biden even took office, I was telling people when the vaccine comes out, it will not be one vaccine. It will be similar to the flu.
Mm-hmm.
And now this episode has been taken off of YouTube after 3 years. It's our most viewed episode on BitChute. Still up on BitChute. You can go watch it. Mm-hmm. But super important episode, episode nine, direct censorship from YouTube. And it was because of medical misinformation. Super important that you understand. These are the terms they use to make sure your content is off. Anti-Semitism, okay? Hate speech and medical misinformation, stuff like this is how they take the content off, and they've used this. Copyright laws is another one. As she's already said, episode 36, supposedly we had an issue with the copyright of a song about a star. We don't even speak Spanish. You know what I mean? So, these are the problems. Michael Jackson episode, the last season finale. I was about
to say that. The Michael Jackson one.
What's that? Episode 50.
Yeah. That got torn off of Instagram. Our live was shut down.
While
we was on break.
That was a first. We're going live and the live gets shut down.
That was because of that music.
No, that one, was because of the music. We're talking about Mike. Right. Someone's playing Mike in here. You know, I ain't even gonna say no name. But the point is that one, okay, it was a real copyright violation. I understand. Keep that one. But we gotta understand what's really popping off.
Yeah.
Definitely do. With that being said, is there a break?
Oh yeah, time for a break. We'll take a quick break.
Pop-in-box is an online shop that helps you express your style and share your style with the people you love. Pop-in-box shop is a family-owned online company that has products for anyone at any age. We have flasks, coasters, cups, and so many more things that you can either give to your favorite people or keep as a treat to yourself. Looking for something personal to you? You are always welcome to get an item personalized with your name, initials, or get something a certain color. You won't want to miss our holiday deals throughout the year if you are looking for a special way to celebrate. We ship our products nationally, but we'll also deliver if we are close enough. Please follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Pop and Box Shop. Need a gift that shows you love and care for a loved one? Make sure you go on www.popandboxshop.com for endless personalized gifts. Use coupon code WOC_podcast10 to receive 10% off your next item. Remember to stay popping.
Okay, we are back. We are black. Black in the mix. Black in the mix. Black.
Episode 60.
This is the World of Controversy podcast. Sorry, I'm words got a little slurred there. But this is the World of Controversy podcast, the podcast that give you all forms of controversy with your boy J Rob and
Germ Griffin. Yes, man. I love being in the studio. Episode 60 episodes of one of the most controversial podcasts on this side of the Mississippi, Christian, black-owned, independent media. I love it, Rob. I love it.
Yes. Now, let's finish off with this censorship. So, as before we got on the break, we talked about the Michael Jackson episode and how during our live it stopped because during break music was being played and they put the copyright on us. But yeah, but you know, with COVID conspiracy part one though, man, it just hit because it's like just recently happened.
Yeah.
The episode was out for 3 years.
Yes.
You had all this time to do it.
Yes.
I guess the World Health Organization.
Right.
Who owns YouTube censorship. Okay. Yep.
And by the way, this was December 2020. So this was back. This is right before Lab Leak got actually mainstream popular.
Mm.
We were talking about Lab Leak theory before it really, really got, like, people knew about it, but it was taboo even to a lot of mainstream people. Like, we don't really want to talk about it. It could have leaked from Wuhan. Nah, this is December 2020. This is during Warp Speed.
And you got to remember on Netflix, at the end, they made that documentary, Death of 2020.
Right.
Which was narrated by your boy, Samuel L. Jackson.
Okay.
And there, they even exposed it. The money we had was going to, where it said, Wuhan, China. That's where they said it started from?
Yes, sirree.
For them to
gain of function research.
Yeah. Wuhan, China. To see if the coronavirus in bats can affect humans.
Period. Oh. Period.
See.
Period.
They put that in there and still people wasn't even like.
Yeah. Yeah, that research been going on, I believe, since Obama was in office. That money was getting sent over there. Now, whether or not that specific research project was going on since, 2008 or whatever, I don't know about that. But we've been sending money to Wuhan for research projects since Obama was in office, okay? So ain't nothing new about it. And I actually exposed this on part one. Go back, listen to episode 9. I'm telling you, it's a classic. It's a gosh dang classic. I'm emotional. We're in a park. One of the only episodes we're not at rec recording.
One of the few.
One of the very few. And this one hurts. That's why we were like, no, let's just open up about the challenges we've had. Being independent podcasters, being truthers in this space, we've gotten a lot of support. We've gotten people to say thank you for speaking out. But at the same time, online censorship really is at an all-time high. Yeah. people are online like crazy.
Yep.
And at the end of the day, and you can contest to this yourself, you can agree to this.
Mm-hmm.
There was a decline in mainstream media viewership after 2020. I'm gonna read the stats. Cable news is down. By the way,
cable news been down.
A drop in weekday primetime viewership. Okay, so that's you watching primetime cable news every weekday. For CNN, it was down 38% back in 2021 from 2020. Now, for Fox, it's 34%. It's down 34%. And for MSNBC, it was down 24% since 2020.
But you also got to remember that streaming has also went up, too.
Yes.
So that's part of that, too.
Yes.
But also, a lot of people are tired of watching the lies that the news tell. That's another thing. That's
yes.
a big thing. Just too much propaganda in the news.
Right. But podcasting is up.
Podcasting is up.
Podcast viewership, I believe from what I was reading in the stats, is up too. You know, especially since 2020, 2021.
Well, more people are trying to get on the podcast wave than ever. Okay? Like, remember, it started as blogging.
There's a lot to that. There's a lot to that.
We started
there is a lot to that.
Now more is coming out as podcasts and...
Yeah. I remember the blogging era.
I remember too. I remember when podcasts first got started.
And you don't. Because officially, they say the first podcast started in like 2000. Now, obviously the podcast wave... Maybe you remember that, but they say the first official podcast started in like the year 2000.
Was it?
Yeah, I did some of the research.
Okay.
That's what they say.
Well, I remember when Apple started having podcasts on their stuff. And they connected with, you know, the podcast world.
Right.
I would say that. And it wasn't as big. I think I listened to like, and I didn't even listen to the whole thing, be honest. But now it's up. Like, everybody can get podcasts. And there's so much infos in these podcasts, too.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of information. And I feel like podcasting, I'm so glad that like our distributor don't censor our podcast. We still get distributed everywhere. We're not gonna go into who distributes our podcast, but we have never had anything taken off. I don't even know if how possible it is to take off the audio from distribution sites. But I will say this, you know, obviously when we post onto social media and when we post on the video sharing, that's where the censorship is really taking place.
Well, here's the thing. Because we're making some noise. We're making noise. And just by touching the feet of the surface.
See, I disagree with that. And I was thinking about that this the other day.
Okay, let's go.
I was really questioning why are they censoring small podcasts? Because I don't think a lot of them are making noise. I think it has something to do with some type of whatever program, AI, or God only knows. They can like figure out what people are saying and then begin to censor it that way.
Okay.
So let's say I will have a podcast with only 3 viewers.
Mm-hmm.
1 subscriber, 3 viewers, whatever. In reality, it seemed like these... big websites like Pinterest, TikTok, whatever, no one would really care about that content creator. But if they had an algorithm that could say every time this person says 9/11, find every video where the person says 9/11 was a hoax. Mm-hmm. I want you to find that video, watch it,
or just take it off. Every video that says something against who, I don't care how many views it is, just take it off. So that's how I, no, this is me. I personally believe that's how it's getting done. And also from doing research, social media companies are using third party companies to quote unquote fact check.
Yes, they are.
Reuters and the rest of them. And the fact checkers is still an opinion. It's still an opinion. It is still an opinion. Me personally, on my account, I've been fact checked. I've had something taken down because of a quote unquote fact check. And my post was just a question. A lot of people know during the pandemic, a lot of presidents were getting killed, assassinated, specifically black ones, right? So the president of Haiti, got assassinated during the pandemic. And there was one or two other presidents from African countries, actually, that got assassinated during the years 2019 and 2022. And I made a post. I didn't make the post. I actually posted a post that said, why are all of these presidents that are against the vaccine, why are they getting killed? That's a question. That ain't no statement. That's a question. They took it down. They're like, oh, this misinformation. No, their point was that, oh, these presidents wasn't really against the vaccines. Some of them had different reasons. Some of them were against specific vaccines. I understand. Makes sense. But my question is a question. A question is not a fact. Period. You know what I mean? So y'all using these third-party fact checkers, and then we're not even going to go into the ADL and third-party LGBTQ companies that they're the ones that consult with social media companies to make sure, hey, make sure the users don't use this term. Make sure the users don't say this hateful or this racist thing. So the ADL, they'll tell Facebook, hey, anyone who say this about Jewish people, you should probably ban their account. So the ADL is consulting with Facebook to be like, oh man, do we really gotta take these people's account off? You know, and at the end of the day, they're probably all in bed together. But the point is that Facebook runs a risk. If they don't ban the account, the ADL could say, hey, Facebook is an anti-Semitic social media company. I think about Parler. Do you remember that Parler story?
Parler.
Yes. That
sounds familiar.
Okay, so Parler was like a social media site that lasted like literally less than a year. Back when Twitter was not owned by Elon.
Elon Musk.
A lot of Republican and QAnon people were on Twitter getting banned. Their posts was getting taken off. So they hopped on a new social media called Parler. Parler was for like, you know, people who wanted to hop on a social media site and not get their stuff taken. It worked. But this is how they did this censorship, Rob. New social media, all these people hopping on talking about Trump and QAnon, Amazon owned the server. So every website is on the server, right? All the data and stuff. Amazon pulled the plug from the server. So instead of saying we're getting rid of Parler and saying, hey, Google Play, Apple apps or whatever, don't have no one download this app. What Amazon did was like, well, we own the server. Let's just kill the server. And Parler is no longer around. That's direct censorship. And we got to really start looking into how much power these companies have. They have freedom. This is a free country. This is a free market. But just know if your content is on a privately owned platform, They have every right to take their stuff off. Every right. Every right to call it medical misinformation, anti-Semitic, anti-LGBTQ, racist. They use these terms to take people's content off, and they're using third-party fact checkers and consultant groups to do it. That's what it boils down to at the end of the day. Period. I read an article that had me cracking up, and you probably knew about this because you know RZA Islam too.
Yeah.
As everyone knows, RZA Islam has been censored and everything. He's been hopping from one account to the next account to the next account.
RZA Islam speaks a lot of truth.
RZA Islam speaks so much truth. So, peep game. I just got this stat. Since the start of the pandemic, the largest anti-vax accounts, this was written in like 2020, 2021. The largest anti-vax accounts have gained more than 7.8 million followers. 19% increase. So they're saying the biggest anti, quote unquote, anti-vax accounts is getting all these followers since the beginning of the pandemic. But then you keep reading, another post says 12 individuals, including RZA Islam, was producing 65% of the share of anti-vaccine misinformation on social media accounts. Now think about that. They're blaming 65% of what they're calling medical misinformation, anti-vax misinformation, for 16 accounts. And some of them are well-known people. If I went through the list, you would know some. Obviously, we know RZA Islam. We haven't met him, but we know of his content. And 16 accounts? Rob, that don't even sound right. Mm-mm. 16 accounts releases 65% of the anti-vax stuff? Oh, but anti-vax accounts are growing to the point where there's 7.2 followers just for the biggest anti-vax account. First thing first, what is an anti-vax account?
Anybody against the vaccine? What you mean?
But that's the thing. I was reading and it said anti-vax could be anyone from the just concerned. Anyone just concerned about vaccine safety all the way to quote unquote dangerous. Quote-unquote dangerous falsities. So if I said the vaccine came from the aliens, I would be put in the same category as someone saying, oh, my baby just got the vaccine. I hope she good. I hope the vaccine, I hope Moderna did the right thing. I'm in the same category as her. I'm in the same category as someone just concerned about the safety if I were to say the vaccine came from the Loch Ness Monster. Are we retarded, man? Dog, we live in some wild times. We don't put you in bubbles you never thought you'll ever be in just by questioning what they're saying and posting it. That's the end of the day. The internet is the public square. If I were to go into Rome back in the 1500s and just question stuff, these cats will have me in the darn guillotine by Tuesday. Right? You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now I can post something, could make money from it, yes or no, but I'm in the same category as someone running around here talking about the earth is flat or whatever. Because I'm spreading quote unquote misinformation, but I'm just concerned about what I'm putting in my body. Man, this is the type of stuff I'm talking about, man. I was on my P's and Q's, I'm telling you. I told people take bitter cola and that mango. I told people that on part two. And I think that may have been the reason maybe part two got taken off. COVID vaccine conspiracy. I don't know.
More than that, bro. I mean, but definitely take that bitter cola. Take that mango. Eat up on your fruits,
please,
man.
The fruits
help you. The mango especially improves your immune system.
Please.
Bitter cola attacks the throat. Helps with so much stuff. There's so much benefits to it.
Yes.
Also, take your herbs.
Take the herbs.
Take the herbs.
Burdock, bladderwrack, please.
Bird
Eye. CMOS.
Bladderwreck.
CMOS.
Get that CMOS.
Please get the CMOS in you.
Take the Damiana.
Please.
Get you some echinacea.
Hey,
some
and get off these leaves. Things. I'm holding up a phone. Get off these devices. If you're on this thing too long, I don't care if you're, oh, I listen to the good, accounts. Get off these viruses because we ain't even do the episode on surveillance.
Mm.
Censorship is connected to surveillance.
Oh, don't worry. That's going
to
come.
You had to do the surveillance to even see who to censor. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, but that's coming.
Rob. You know how little subscribers and fans we got. They had to surveil our stuff. They had to look through it and be like, oh, nah, we can't. Get off this stuff. Get off of this stuff. I don't care if Elon own it, Zuckerberg, the Chinese government, which is TikTok. Get off.
Well, you know, the phones, they also support the child labor going on in Congo. That's how we got our phones.
Yeah.
I knew that
for
the longest, even before they even made it. Before it's getting popular.
Yeah.
Oh, way before it was popularized, bro. I knew that.
Yeah.
Since I was 19?
Yeah.
I learned about that.
Yeah, so what's the answer? Can you post anything you want?
Can you post anything you want? I mean, you can, but then again, it's like they watching. They take down with anything they don't want. So,
all right. So, what's up with the porn on these sites? You get on Twitter, there's porn.
They don't care about that.
So there's certain things they care about and certain things they don't.
Yeah.
What do they care about? Can I post child pornography on Twitter right now?
You might get censored for that.
They ain't ready for that yet.
You might get censored for that.
Could I slap a woman and put it up on Twitter?
Oh, there's so many videos of those. So
dang.
Those get reaction out of people. Yeah, people are laughing about it. You got some laughing about it. It's something to be like, oh, he shouldn't hit her, this and that. And then some people be like, man, she acted like that. I did that too. You know, it's all different type of things because that getting is slapping a woman, posting on social media. It's different reactions. Now, if I post something that's truthful, like how these vaccines don't really work.
Neither safe or effective.
Mm-hmm.
Neither safe or effective.
And going into the history of, we can talk about how Bill and Melinda Gates have been funding them companies that started the vaccine way into the early 2000s.
Yeah, Pfizer. Yeah.
Yes.
They were investing in Pfizer back in 2001.
Pfizer, Moderna.
I got to look into a little bit more. GlaxoSmith, GSK. I believe they were definitely investing in them back in,
So, in the 2000s. It all depends on what they want to be said, what they want to be seen.
Right.
And if you're saying stuff and making a lot of noise, you're watching. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was good. You got any last thoughts?
Just be safe. The vaccines are neither safe nor effective. You are taking a risk, but we are not medical professionals. Talk to a doctor specifically about your medical history, past, and future. With that being said, I'm praying for people. Pray for peace. Pray for patience. Pray for clarity. Pray for wisdom on these apps. That's all I have to say. Like I said, a lot of the episodes you can still watch and listen to on Spotify. The rest of them, BitChute, soon Odyssey. But you know, you can't get our full catalog off of Facebook no more. You cannot get our full catalog off of Instagram or off of YouTube, and that's due to the platform. So we want to be honest and say that. We're pushing through. Pray for us. And thank you so much. Oh, and get ready for season 6 too. We got some good stuff popping.
Yeah, get ready for season 6. So that's it for us. Follow us on YouTube, WC_pod. Follow us on Instagram, WC_podcast. Twitter, WC_pod. Facebook, The Word of Controversy Podcast. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Podchaser, anywhere you find a podcast, Word of Controversy Podcast. And that's it, folks. Good night.